Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Have y'all ever read any of the behind-the-scenes details about how an actor gets ready for a part he or she is going to play? I recently heard of one man who was going to play a man who had cerebral palsy. And to prepare for this, he spent a few weeks in a wheelchair so as to grow an empathy and understanding so that he could better play the part. Or I learned that the actor who played Nelson Mandela in a movie spent a night in Mandela's prison cell in South Africa just to get a sense for what it would have been like for that person in that place. This particular type of preparation is a type of acting called method acting. And the idea is that in order to best act like someone, we need to do what they do, to see what they see, and experience life as they did to the best of our ability. It means getting in their emotional and their physical state as a way to understand the character. Perhaps one of the more famous tales of method acting comes from the movie in the 1976 movie Marathon Man. Now, there's a scene in which the renowned British thespian Laurence Olivier was to torture up-and-coming lead man Dustin Hoffman. The latter's character was supposed to be rattled from days without sleep. So Hoffman, in preparation, decided to try to stay up for 3 to 4 days just on too much caffeine and a trip to the club. And when Olivier saw what a wreck Hoffman had made of himself in service to the role, he said to have replied with this shade-throwing glory. "Have you ever tried acting, dear boy? It's much easier." Now that story may be apocryphal. I like to think that it's true. But when it comes to being a Christian, it's one thing to act the way we think a Christian should be. It's a whole nother thing to be method actors who try to live as Jesus lived, see as Jesus see, and act as Jesus would act. How much easier is it to just go to church, kind of be good people, whatever that means to each of us, and just generally try to be what a Christian should be? Wouldn't that make life a little bit easier? Instead, Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippian church, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." Or some translations may say, have the same mindset or attitude that was in Christ Jesus. And it's interesting because whenever you go into the original language, the Greek here, the Greek word is the Greek phroneo, which comes with it this attitude of both heart and mind. In fact, translators say that it's really hard to translate into English because we don't really have words that kind of combine the heart and the mind together. Because this relates both to a visceral physical reality, maybe our feelings, but it also relates to our cognitive thinking part of ourselves. So whenever we translate it mindset, it's really only part of the meaning of what Paul is trying to say here. We are invited not only to think like Jesus, but to live out the being of our lives like Jesus. To have that attitude, that connection deep within our hearts, not only our minds. In other words, I like to think that Paul is inviting the church to be like method actors for Christ, to take on his persona, to put on his character, to become people who spend their lives trying to act and live and see and feel as if we were Jesus. I find it interesting that Paul didn't just like give them a whole bunch of list of rules to follow. He gave them a person to model their lives after. Think about that difference. If someone's like, well, Phil, you're supposed to do X, X, and Y, or Phil, you're supposed to follow Doug around and just do all the things that Doug does. Two very different kinds of approaches, aren't they? And Paul is saying, this is who we're supposed to be. We're supposed to put on that same attitude, that mindset that Christ had. Now, we might think this to be a little bit of a radical idea. Jesus was God after all, and Jesus was Jesus. But actually, that's what our very name means as Christians. The very title, Christian, means little Christ, or as C.S. Lewis explains it, every Christian is to become a little Christ. The whole purpose of becoming a Christian is simply nothing else. So if the point of being Christians is to be little Christ, to have the same mindset as Christ, what does Paul say that would look like? What do we need to do in order to start being method actors for Christ? And I think it starts for Paul with a shift in focus. As we read verses 3 and 4 of our text today, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. I like to think that Paul is saying, get out of your own bubble and sphere of thought and can start to consider the ways that your actions and your words, maybe your social media posts or comments, might be affecting those around you. Are we paying attention to only our own personal interests, or are we thinking about the ways that our actions are affecting others, be that directly or indirectly? Y'all, we know this is really basic to loving our neighbor, isn't it? Because we can't love our neighbor if we're not thinking about what our neighbor needs. Paul then gives this example we have in Jesus. Now, you may notice if you're reading this in your Bible that the text is offset here. This indicates that it's poetic in form, like a psalm. Most believe this is one of the earliest hymns of the church. So they come together and they would actually sing these words together. It's like if I was preaching and then broke into a song as an illustration and you all knew what that song was. That's what Paul is doing here. Jesus is the ultimate example of looking to the interests of others. And in this song, we are told, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This song reminds us that Jesus, though he was all-powerful, gave that up to serve and to be humble. To serve and humbly give himself away for others. It reminds us that Jesus used this power in a way that was focused on others and ultimately on all of creation. Take that mindset, Paul says. Or you could think of it this way. Become that character in the story of your life. Yes, Paul holds up Jesus as the exemplar of who we are called to be. The first way we act like Jesus is to serve in humility. Now, y'all, do you remember those WWJD bracelets? Anybody have one? I definitely had one growing up as a child. It was like the thing to have. But Paul's actually getting at something a little bit different than just what would Jesus do. Because if we read the Gospels, Jesus would like walk on water and raise the dead and do all these really crazy, incredible things. But Jesus also lived a whole life. And he lived this life in a way that was an exemplar for us. Instead of asking what would Jesus do, it's like Paul is asking, who would Jesus be in your life? And how can you be Jesus to others? Let's not look for actions that build up our own power and influence and prestige, but look for ways to serve and build one another up. Paul is reminding us that we are people who are called to serve one another and the world. The way of Jesus is putting ourselves not first, but maybe second or third. One way we could think of this is, Where do we think we have power and influence? And where could that power and influence be used to help build someone else up? Where could we give that power away as a way to help our neighbor, as a way to lift up the vulnerable and the oppressed? See, I think one of the greatest temptations is the desire for power and influence, especially in the public and political world, right? But that's not what we see in Jesus. In Jesus, we find his power and influence doesn't come by building up all this power, but by giving it all away, by offering himself up for others. And as we read further in the text, there is this crazy reversal of fates that when Jesus gives himself up, it is only then that he is exalted to the highest place and given the name that is above every other name. For the Christian life, the path of descent is also the path of ascent. We are called to take on that character of Christ just as a method actor takes on the character of the person they will be portraying. A mindset, a character that says, I'm not called to serve, be served, but to serve. A mindset that puts the interests of others ahead of my own. A mindset that empties ourselves of power that we might serve alongside our neighbor. Now, this circles us back to the beginning of our scripture, because I find it really interesting where Paul begins this entire story here, this entire text. We read right at the beginning, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. This whole mini sermonette is about this church finding a way to be of the same purpose and the same accord. That they would be united in their love for each other and in their love for others. And for Paul, the way that we find this unity, and I think this is true for us today, is found in the ways that we choose to serve and love each other. You want to find unity? Look to the interests of others. Look beyond your personal interest agenda and bubble. What are the interests of your neighbor? What are the interests of the neighbor in sitting in the pew with you today, or around tables in this case? And how might you serve that interest and love? You want to find unity, put on that same mindset that was in Christ, who used all that power and prestige and influence and gave it up for the sake of others. We find unity whenever I think we start by serving those around us and loving those who are right next to us. And you know, I think we live in a time whenever it's really hard to find that kind of unity, isn't it? There's deep divisions in our country, even in our churches. And the sense of being separated from each other, not seeing each other nearly as much, makes it really hard to figure out how in the world we do this, right? How do we start thinking about other people's interests whenever I'm not seeing them all the time, whenever I'm just seeing them on Facebook or seeing them on emails or social media? But I think we can still do that. Because if we take on Christ's mindset, then the first step is to get out of our own interests. And sometimes getting out of our own interests means leaning into a relationship that maybe we don't want to lean into. Because how else are we going to know what the interests of others are unless we know what's going on in their life, unless we know what's happening with them? In this time of isolation, I think it's a great invitation for us as a community to lean into those relationships, to lean into those relationships within this community and outside this community, so that we can know what's going on in people's lives and we can learn better how to love them. I think the other way we do this is just by very basically finding ways to serve and love our neighbors. It has been amazing to see the way that folks have stepped up to provide sack lunches for the homeless that we've done for the last couple of months. You've adjusted your way of serving where we used to go downtown and do a fresh meal, but you found ways to look at other people's interests by preparing things in your home and we send them downtown to be distributed to other people. It's been amazing to see the ways you've stepped up to care for each other and for children through our NTI program. These ways of service go a long way in us finding that sense of unity, of giving ourselves for others. And this may be a tall task. Becoming little Christ isn't easy. But I love that right after our text, Paul writes that we are to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. Because, not because we're working on our own, but because it is God who works within you. It's God who is working within you to be the little Christ that he is inviting us to become. We don't do it alone, but through the power of the Spirit we can begin, even to take baby steps, to put on the mind of Christ, to give ourselves away for others. So friends, how will you serve and look to the interests of others this week? How might you give up some of your influence and power for the sake of others? How might you be a method actor for Christ? To put on Christ is a tall order, but when we do this, Paul says that we find joy. We find joy in the act of serving and loving our neighbor. We find joy when we lean into a relationship instead of cutting someone off. We find joy by giving ourselves away and truly finding ourselves in Christ. So friends, if we're going to be method actors, little Christs, we're called to not have service be something we do on occasions, but to have it be an attitude, a mindset. If we seek to see as Jesus sees and do what Jesus do, I'm sure we all find places within our lives, within our social spheres, to look to the interests of others. And yeah, it will probably take practice. Maybe even at first it might feel like we're just acting. But what we do shapes who we are. And so the more we act like Jesus, the more we grow in the likeness of Jesus. And imagine how that joy may abound, how that unity may be found whenever we begin doing that. And when we do that, I think God rejoices as we do it as well. So let's try acting this week, guys. Let's try asking ourselves, how can I live out as the character of Jesus this week? So that we may grow in the likeness of Jesus. That we may truly fit our name and be little Christ. May it be so. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.